Hello and good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. In news from the local industry this week, we have important rulings handed down by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, otherwise known as AFCA. On May 21st, AFCA played the proverbial referee in a dispute between QBE Insurance and a certain company director. The bone of contention, a vehicle damage claim from a collision in June 2023. AFCA has given QBE the right to halt the claim, but only until the director provides further evidence to the authority. Importantly, AFCA has not upheld suspicions of fraud, despite QBE's arguments of inconsistencies and financial motives in the director's account. AFCA, however, did back QBE's action to sell off the involved Audi, notwithstanding the director's opposition regarding authorization and the final price. This case drives home the importance of evidence and transparency in all claims. To ensure a claim is honored, crucial records must be forthright in the face of investigations. Transitioning to our next story, again from the chambers of AFCA, they have ruled in favor of a policyholder in a car theft claim against Auto and General Services. The insurer's allegations of fraud based on the policyholder's financial hardships were dismissed, bringing relief to the claimant. This case revolved around a stolen car, found later burnt out, with a suspect nabbed. Allegations were raised that a legitimate key was used in the theft, but nothing concrete was presented. Scathing criticism followed from AFCA, chastising Auto and General for their lack of hard evidence. As a result, not only must the insurer honor the claim, but they also owe the claimant an additional $2,000 for distress caused. This case reiterates the importance of robust evidence in claiming fraud, sending a strong message to all insurers about their investigative practices. Stay informed about your rights and responsibilities in insurance claims and other financial matters with us at Financial Services Online. For more information, you are welcome to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly insurance news wrap. Remember, forewarned is forearmed, so stay informed and stay safe.